We are in Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar HaZechira, Perek Dalid, and we just finished the comparison in the Haggah, in the gloss from the Chofetz Chaim here, comparing a Baal Lashon Hara, a person who speaks Lashon Hara on a regular basis, to the Kelev Shoite, to the mad dog, to the dog with rabies. And now he continues and says as follows. Umali laharich oid, bigdulas ha'ovoin hamar hazeh. He says, what more can I say? Why is it any more necessary to elaborate and discuss in regards to this gedulas ha'ovoin, the terrible aveira? Achere isha omru olav shu ka'oiver al chamisha chumshei toira. A person who is a Baal Lashon Hara, who speaks Lashon Hara, it's like he transgresses on the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Ukekoifer be'ikar, and as he denies, as if he denies the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chas v'sholom. Now he's going to bring a Medrash, and the Medrash will discuss the Metzora, and the one who gets tsaras for speaking Lashon Hara. And there are five times in the discussion of the Metzora that it says the word Torah. And then he's going to prove from this Medrash, the Medrash proves it very clearly, that a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he transgresses on the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Because this, that it says the word Torah five times in the parasha of a Metzora. And he says as follows: Shezeh Loshin Hamedrash Rabba in Vayikra Parshat Zayin Aleph. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Chamesh Torah is Ksuvois beParsha. It says the word Torah five times in the Parsha of a Metzora. It says Zois Torahs Nega Tzaras. That's one Torahs. Zois hatayra, l'cho nega hatzaras. This is the Torah of the nega of the tzaras, the affliction of the tzaras. Zois tiye toiras hamitzayra. Three, four. Now is zois toiras asher boy nega tzaras, and five zois toiras hatzaras, hamaitzi shemra, one who says a bad name on someone else. Lamedcha, to come to teach us. Shekol ha'oimer Lashon Hara, whoever says Lashon Hara, oiver al-chamisha sifrei Torah. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, he transgresses on the chamisha chumshei Torah. Further, v'amru chazal be'erichin. Thank you, Neil. The Medrash is pointing out that a Moitzi Atzaras, a Moitzi Shem Ra, is one who is Moitzi Shem Ra. He says a bad name, right? The Tzaras, the word Tzaras, that's what you want to say, right?
Yes.
The Tzaras is that one who is saying a Shem Ra. That's what the Tzaras is. A Moitzi Shem Ra. That's what the word Tzaras is coming to teach us. So it says now further Gemara in Erechin on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yosi, in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, call him a Saper Lashon Hara. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara, Skiilu, it's as if, not 100%, but it's as if. He's Kaifer Be'ikr. It's as if he denies the existence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shinemar, as it says in Tehillim, Asher Omru Lil Shoinenu, and Tehillim Yud Bey is Hey, Asher Omru Lil Shoinenu Nagbir Sifoseinu, Itonu Mi Odoin Lonu. Those who say, because of our tongues we will win, our lips are with us, no one can be master over us. What's the point over here? What does it mean that a person is a mesaper lashon hara? It's ki'ilu is koifer be'ikar. continues, Vatam, Kmoisha Kosru B'Sifra Yireim, the Sefer Yireim writes, Ki Yaduahu Shemisha writes Ladabar Lashon Hara, because we know that a person who wants to speak Lashon Hara, what does he do first? Hu Mistakel B'Chot Stodov. He looks around. Right, you know, as children, we learn the song, up, up, down, down, right? Right, left and all around. Hashem is, right? So the Baal Lashon Hara, he does the same thing. He looks up, up, down, down. But what's he looking for? He's looking to see if this individual who he's about to speak Lashon Hara on is around. He doesn't want to do it right in front of him. Ulai oimed shom ha'isha hu. Maybe this person is standing there. V'oise ayin shamaylo kilo ein roya. And what does he do? He makes like the eye above of Hashem as if he doesn't see. Because he's looking all around, but where is he not looking? He's not paying attention to see if Hashem is watching. So that's what it means. It's ki'ilu koifer be'ikr. It's as if he denies the existence of Hashem when he's speaking Lashon Hara. Because what is he doing? He's looking around to see if the person he's about to speak upon is here. Isn't Hashem here? As the Gemara tells us in regards to a ganav is a person who looks around. What does a thief do? He looks around to see if anyone's watching. Right? We all know the famous story of the Chavetz Chaim in the wagon, when the wagon driver, everyone knows this famous story, it's worth repeating. And the wagon driver says to the Chavetz Chaim, you know what, I'm going to stop over here and take some fruits or whatever it was on the side of the road. You just let me know if anyone's coming, anyone's watching. So of course he gets off, we know what happens. Chavetz Chaim starts screaming, yeah, he's watching, they're watching. He runs quickly, runs back, quickly into the horse, races away. And he looks in the rear view mirror. Of course they didn't have him, but he looks anyway. And he's, I don't see anybody. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see them. Right. A few minutes later, down the road, tries it again. And the Chavetz Chaim responds, oh, they're watching. The same response, as we all know. And finally, by the third time, the man gets upset. He says, what are you talking about? I don't see anyone. He says, look up. You don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayin Roya. You don't see Hashem. So of course, there's someone watching. And this is what the Chavetz Chaim here is telling us. And in the name of the Gemara, from the Chazal, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shimon, Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, call him Sape Lashon Hara. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara is Kilo Koifer Biker. It's as if he's a Koifer Biker. How is he a Koifer Biker? Because he is looking around to make sure that people don't see. But he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem sees. Of a medrash tanchuma in Parshas in the Mitzayra Bay is Isa. Koshe Lashon Hara. It discusses the severity of Lashon Hara. Shein Odom Maitziyoy Mipiv Achu Koyfe Be'ikr. The same theme that discusses a person does not say Lashon Hara until he is a denier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koifer Be'ikr. Shneimar says, and he brings the pasuk over there, Al-Kain, therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, as he concludes the perek over here, Mi sheyesh loy moyach bekodkodoy. Anybody that has a brain in his head, Yire Tomid, he should see on a regular basis, Lazari is its atzmoy, to constantly arouse himself. V'lilchoim milchemes Hashem im Yitzroy, and to make sure he's always at war with his Yitzhahara. Shlo yilochid ba'ovoy namar ha'godol hazeh, that he should not be entrapped with this terrible sin, this bitter sin of Lashon Hara. V'oz then, when a person will always... Now, what is a soldier? A soldier is always ready to go to war. Then the fortune will be the person. In this world and in the world to come. Just to summarize, why is it that the Chavetz Chaim is again and again discussing Didn't we, the terrible aveira, the chait of Lashon Hara, didn't we get the point already? So, the reason is as follows. Yes, we all know, and you ask anybody, even the biggest Baal Lashon Hara, the one who speaks Lashon Hara the most, he'll tell you it's the worst aveira. He can't do it. He doesn't realize he's doing it. But he'll agree, of course it's bad. I mean, hopefully he'll agree. Many times they won't agree because they don't think it's just words, but sometimes they'll agree.
He'll think that it's not Lashon Hara.
Oh, right, what he's not saying. But he might say, of course, Lashon Hara it's not nice to hurt people, you know, it's not nice. But he doesn't think he's doing it. The reason why the Chafetz Chaim is ingraining this in our system is because, besides for the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of it, we constantly have that Yetzirah that says it's not a big deal. The Yetzirah is fighting with us on a regular basis. So the more and more we have this awareness of it, it's on our, you know, imagine they made a car that you turn the key on, and as soon as you start driving, on the front dashboard it says Asur Ladaber Lashon Hara. It's forbidden to speak Lashon Hara. Right? Imagine, right? You know, and you look out the you know, imagine you always see this, right?
You often say drive away bumper sticker, drive away Lashon Hara.
Drive away. Well, like, you know, the problem is that's on the other person's car. We're talking about our car. Yeah, our car. You know, they make alarm clocks that have the light, the time shooting up. I've seen this advertised that it shoots up, not just on the actual machine, but you see, you know what I'm talking about? It comes up. So, well, projects, exactly. So imagine you turn the car on and it projects to the windshield. You can't speak Lashon Hara. Every time you know, of course, it's safe, you know, right? And then you start driving, it dims, it goes away a little, you come to a red light, it comes back up. This is what is flashing in our mind the whole time, that we can't speak Lashon Hara. So then when the situation arises, and it will arise, it will arise when the person has that Yetzirah that says, how could that person do that to you? How could he do it to you? Right? So then what do we have in our mind? Also, l'dam b'lashon hara. Because why? Because it's like a person is denying Hashem. Do I deny Hashem? Who wants to be in the category that doesn't believe in Hashem? Let's get started now. Perikei. Perikei, Shara Zechira. Boy, you voyer onshon shel balei lashon hara. We'll start discussing now the punishment of a person who speaks lashon hara. Kama gadol onshon shel balei lashon hara, shemevi al atzmai negoyim al yedei diburoi, v'nasa al yedei ze mitzoyra muchlat. How bad is this punishment of lashon hara? How severe it is that a person brings upon himself, shemevi al atzmoi, a person brings upon himself, and this is the key a person has to realize, not HaKadosh Baruch, what did Hashem do to me? He did it to himself. A person throws a boomerang, which I've never done, I don't plan on doing it, and then he turns around, and he gets hit in the head, and he gets upset, he's, who did that? He's ready, you know? Who threw that? And the person tells him, you threw it. So what do you mean I threw it? And it came back and hit him. So too, the person who speaks Lashon Hara, he brings these negoim, these afflictions upon himself. And he becomes a mitzayr muchlot. What does it mean, a mitzayr muchlot? A mitzayr muchlot is a person who is, as we'll see in the next few lines, he is set aside from all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael is in one place, and he is out of the camp, literally out of the camp. K'mo shekosuv be'erechin, kol ha-mesaper Lashon Hara, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, negoyim, boy in olav shnemar miloshni ba'seiser ve'ehu oisoy atzmis. I Hashem says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Aleph Pasuk Hey, I Hashem will eradicate anyone who speaks against someone secretly. Miloshni ba'seiser ve'ehu oisoy atzmis. I will eradicate the person. Perish atzmis hu miloshni achlotas hanega. What does it mean to eradicate him? He will be separated. He will have the neg of tzaras, and he will be secluded away from society. This refers to This is the Torah Samatzaira, as we saw earlier from the Medrash. Torah's Hamaitzi Shem Ra. This is the halachas of one who is a Maitzi, wasn't Mitzaira. He's a Maitzi Shem Ra. He says evil words. We'll stop here for today.